And now, the life of Mary Southern. Yesterday, Mary Southern decided that she wasn't afraid of what Mrs. Proust's malicious gossip might do to her, but that she did fear what it might eventually do to hurt the Reverend Blaine, who has been shielding her and her husband Max during the recent gambling trouble. Because of this, Mary asked their best friend, Dr. John Benson, for a little money so that she might move from the Reverend's home and reopen the once famous Sanders Mansion. Dr. John gladly gave Mary the money, and then at Mary's insistence, went to Max at the jail to renew his friendship with the lovable old scamp, and also to tell him that while he is a doctor and not a lawyer, he believes he has hit upon a technicality which the district attorney might have overlooked, and which may free Max from the trouble he is now in. Now, a short while later, telephone bells start ringing, one after the other, for Dr. John has decided that he can be just as vehement in defending Max as he was in denouncing him several weeks ago, before he learned the real reason why Max was treating Mary in such an unpardonable way.
Hello? Yeah? This is Danny Saxford. Oh, hello, Doc. Yeah. Come over. Well, what for? Is it about Phyllis? Oh, I see. About Max, huh? Well, I'll think it over. 8 o'clock, huh? Hey, Doc. Is Phyllis all right? Fine. Uh-huh. Well, wait a minute. Daddy's right here. You can talk to him. Daddy?
Huh? Well, what's Doc want now?
He wants to ask you something.
Hello? Yes? Yeah? What? You want to have a meeting?
Well, what kind of a meeting?
Oh, about Max. Well, sure. I'll come along, certainly. Oh, now, don't worry about Danny, boy. He'll come along with me. Yeah. Okay, Doc. 8 o'clock, you're up. Bye.
Reverend Blaine's residence?
Yes.
Oh, good evening, John. How's Sanders' finest doctor?
Fine.
What's that? 8 o'clock this evening?
Well, I know, but I was planning to finish my sermon. Well, what's the meeting about, John?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see, about Max. Well, in that case, I'll be there.
At your office?
Fine. I'll be there on the dot. Goodbye, John.
Hello? Oh, hello, John. Did you see Max? Oh, that's wonderful. Was he happy? Oh, John, that was so sweet of you. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. An idea to clear Max? You have? Well, when did you think of that? What is it? Oh, you'd like to have a meeting at your office tonight. I see. Well, certainly, John. All right, you can call for me. I'll be ready. All right, John. Goodbye.
Mary, what do you suppose the duck's up to?
Well, honestly, I don't know, Daddy.
Well, where is he now?
He walked over to the jail for a minute, said he wanted to talk to Max about something.
Well, John told me he thought he had a plan to clear Max.
That wouldn't be a plan, that'd be a miracle.
Now, Danny, boy, you piped out.
Well, if this is a meeting to clear Max of turning our hotel into a gambling joint, I don't know what I'm doing here. Look what it's done to Phyllis. The worries made her an invalid.
Danny, if you'd rather not stay, that's all right. I'm sure neither Max nor I want you to do anything that, well, you don't feel you want to do.
Oh, he's just talking, Mary. He'll stay.
Do you want to stay, Danny?
Oh, well, sure, I'll stay. I'm here now.
Oh, listen.
Well, I believe I've heard Max talking.
Oh, it's John, all right.
Well, for goodness sakes and holy Moses, Danny, it ain't the old hoodlum. Hello, Max.
Hello, darling.
Hello,
Mary.
Hi,
Mary.
Hello, Max. John. You and my husband didn't stage a jailbreak, did you?
Oh, no. Doc put up 2 5-cent cigars as bail and Thorne's let me out.
All right, now, folks. I'll grab a chair anyway.
Oh, all right.
Max, you'll find me.
Oh, sure, Doc.
Come right up here.
Oh, looks like a real...
Now, folks, if we can have this a little quiet.
Yeah, quiet. All right, go ahead, Doc, and give up.
Well, with the possible exception of Phyllis, who is at the moment coming along very nicely at the Senate, I believe we have in this room a group of real friends.
Oh, yes.
Hey, that's a good beginning, Doc.
You may be coming along very nicely, but if you're going to get well completely...
Now, Danny, don't interrupt the speech Doc wants to make.
Don't worry, Danny. Now, the reason I called you together is because I believe that if we all stick together, we can help Mac out of the mess he's in.
Oh, John, do you mean that?
Yes, I do, Mary.
Yeah, but Doc's got a swell idea, Mary.
Well, let's hear it, John.
All right, Reverend. As you know, when Max here went into this gambling deal with Mrs. Cheney, I was one of the first to turn against him. I went to Mary, right at the prayer to divorce him.
Now, how do you like
quiet, Max?
I think I called him every name in the alphabet. I had quite a fight with our good friend Reverend Blaine, and did about everything a man could do to show his objections to what Max was doing. Well, when Reverend Blaine told me that he knew Max was doing all this for a reason, I laughed in his face. Right, Reverend?
That's right, John, you did.
I was positive that Max Dilly Sanders was just no good.
Hey, listen, Doc, lighten up a little on that, would you?
Quiet, quiet. The good part's coming soon.
Hiya, Pert.
Hello, darling.
Now, I don't have to go through the rest of the story. That is, that Max had two reasons to join his gambling ring and get himself into this mess. First, he wanted to prove to Mary that he wasn't good enough to be married to her. Make it easier for her to pull out, as it were. Second, he wanted to round up the syndicate. Once for all, and as he put it, go out in a blaze of glory. Is that right, Max?
Now, Doc, you'll make it sound too good.
That's right, John. That's the whole story.
And I can corroborate Mary's statement, John. That's the truth.
So, pipe down, Max. You're among friends. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if Max wants to, as he puts it, go out in a blaze of glory, he can do it. But the reason for this little friendly meeting tonight, to agree among ourselves that, by golly, we're not going to let him do it.
Oh, that's right, Doc.
Right. Well, 1 minute, John. Right. 1 minute.
Yes, Reverend.
I'm all for your plan to do everything we can for Max, but have you any constructive suggestions to offer?
I'm coming to that.
What's your plan, Doc? Hey, Danny boy, where are you going?
I'm getting out of here. I'm sick of hearing Doc and everyone else praise Max to the skies when he's responsible for his own sister being crippled for life. Go ahead, praise him all you want to. Build a monument to the guy. I say he's nothing but a no-account hoodlum and will never be anything else.
Now, Danny, come back here. Danny! Junior, come back here.
Let him go, Daddy. He'll get over it.
Mary's right, Daddy. Dan is just a little bitter, and we can't blame him right now. Come on back in.
I know, but, well, I hate to see my own son not sticking with us.
Shut the door, Daddy.
Hey, now, wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Doc, thanks. Thanks for the idea you got, but maybe Danny's right. Maybe I am just no good. What's the use of you people bothering?
Max, you've got to keep out of this.
That's right, Max. You're in my custody for tonight, so you'll keep out of our argument. That's why I called your friends together. See how they felt about you.
If I may say a word.
Please do, Reverend.
I don't think you should take into account anything which Danny said just now. He's heartbroken over his wife's condition, of course, and he's naturally somewhat bitter toward Max because, well, he thinks Max is the cause of her trouble. So, if it's agreeable to Dr. Benson, and if I'm not too formal, I move that Danny's little outburst be stricken from the record.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Reverend. I second the movement. Go ahead, Doc. Steal the rest of your ideas.
I've learned from Max that his only contact with a gambling syndicate was Cheney. Right, Max?
Yeah, that's right, Doc.
And Cheney escaped the raid. Also, thanks to Max. That right?
Well, I just told him that Mary tipped us off and made him scram.
We have proof of that, because Cheney came back. Risked his neck to tell Mary the whole story. Now, that gives us a definite stand with the district attorney. That is, if my guess is right, Max is telling the truth.
What is it, John?
Mary? You, Daddy, Reverend Blaine, Phyllis, and myself, and Danny, the only people in this town who can definitely prove that Max Dilly Sanders was never connected with a gambling syndicate. There's only one man who can honestly testify that Max was in the gambling syndicate not to break it up. That's Cheney, and he's still at large.
But, John, what good will that do, Max?
Just this, Mary. I have an idea that if we all go to the district attorney, tell him our story, and also tell him that when we do testify, we'll swear, and rightly so, on the Holy Bible, that Max Dilly Sanders was working with the law and not against it. He'll postpone the trial until Cheney is caught.
Oh, that's really a wonderful
And after I saw what Cheney did for Phyllis when she needed that medicine, I don't think I'll be so afraid of what he'll tell the court if and when he gets caught.
Well, Dr. John, you really did think of an idea. A postponement of the trial for maybe 6 months, a year, 2 years, until Cheney is caught, if ever. Yes, that would give Max time to vindicate himself with the people of Sanders and time for Mary to make him again the Max we've all known and loved so well.